of the UPR process. We commend New Zealand's commitment to fighting against child poverty through the implementation of the Child Poverty Reduction Act 2018 by, among others, supporting low and middle-income households covering the cost of early childhood education. We regret that New Zealand is only supporting two of our recommendations, namely, first, take further steps to enhance access to public housing, especially for vulnerable groups of people, and second, ensure protection from violence and abuse for persons with disabilities, especially women and children, particularly in institutional care. Two of our recommendations are noted, which are related to first incorporating Titiriti o Waitangi into key legislation to ensure enforceability of Titiriti, and second, implementing all recommendations pertaining to hate crimes and hate speech outlined by the Commission of Inquiry into the terrorist attack on the Christchurch mosque. We believe that this recommendation could better support New Zealand to improve the human rights protection, particularly for minorities and vulnerable groups in its jurisdiction. We hope New Zealand could consider supporting recommendation in the future. Finally, we congratulate the delegation of New Zealand for the successful review and wish them success in implementing the accepted recommendation. I thank you.
I thank Indonesia and give the floor to Iran.
Madam President, Iran expressed deep concern over New Zealand's failure to implement